What happens when God says no? Will you yet trust Him if He says wait? Is He the first one you call upon when you're in trouble? Or is He just a backup option? How much of your time does God get? Or does He get any of your time at all? Join Pastor McKnight on Thursday nights from 8 to 8:30 p.m. as we learn to position ourselves for purpose and victory. Thursday, we'll discuss strategies for growing in your faith, keys to understanding your destiny, how to flow in God's favor, and so much more. Pastor McKnight would be delighted to touch and agree with you as you discover God's plan for your life. You're invited to connect with us as we grow from this place by dialing 712-775-8968 and access code 450-281. 2 Peter encourages us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. So what are you waiting for? Ready, set, grow.
This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. I'm grateful that you're tuning in with us on this amazing evening to be able to share with you the word of the living God. For God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we're grateful unto Him for all the things by which He has done for us. And I'm just grateful unto God for how good He is. It's my desire that you, as well as your family, are safe, that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, that God is giving you the things by which you need, want, and desire, as He's constantly and consistently proving Himself, not that He has to, but He's always doing what He has to do for us. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful unto God for His goodness. I'm grateful unto God for His mercy. I'm grateful unto God for His kindness. And I'm just saying to you on this evening, it is the will of God that you live life and to live it and have it more abundantly. I want to be able to share something with you tonight, but before I get into what I want to share with you on tonight, I want to take just a few moments as we get ready to move forward in this teaching tonight. I want to be able to say to you that just being in the will of God is powerful. Just being in the Word of God is powerful. And I was thinking about so many times when we go through life and we go through circumstances like we're going through now, it's just a blessed assurance to be able to know that we have God on our side. I want to be able to read a couple of passages of Scripture for you tonight. One comes, the first one that I'm going to deal with tonight, interesting subject that the Lord gave me to give to you tonight. So many times it appears that our mindset, I've been saying this for a few mornings, our mindset of knowing what God is doing and how God is doing it is very important, that we ourselves stand in the position of truth, stand in the position of understanding what God wants to do in our lives. And as we do that and we know who God is and what God is doing, it's important for us to be able to stand on His word. First thing I want to do is I want to go to a passage of Scripture. And when I think about this Scripture, I think about His goodness. I think about His mercy. I think about God's kindness unto us and how so many times we go through situations in life and it seems like there's no benefit. One of the things that amazing to me is to be able to so many times put forth so much effort in different things in life. And sometimes after you've contributed so much, given so much, you just stop and you have to ask yourself the question so many times, what was the benefit? Well, I want to read Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." Go down to verse 8. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." I'm going to read those verses. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, said that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." I want to read verse 8. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." Another passage of scripture I want to read comes from Psalm as well. Psalm 68 and verse 19. It says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I want to talk with you tonight about the full benefits, believing God for the full benefits, believing God for the full benefits. When I think about so many times in life, you have to ask yourself the question, have I gotten to the point in life to where I've just started living a life of compromise and settling? Matter of fact, when you think about the labor force, when you think about a job, two people can have a job. And one could have a job, and another one could have a job, and they're making the same amount of money per hour, but one job provides benefits. When we look at the definition of benefit, benefit means something that produces good or helpful results, effects, or something that promotes your well-being. Another phase of benefits is useful aid, is help. It's financial help in a time of sickness or old age or unemployment. Another form of benefit definition is a payment or service provided under an annuity, a pension plan, or insurance policy. A service such as health insurance or right or vacation time provided by an employer in addition to wages or salary. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'd come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to ask yourself the question, if life is your employer, something that you work for every day, something that you need to exist, the question now becomes, is how much do I feel like life is benefiting me? Of course, the question is not asked as if no any other option other than life is what we want. Simply a provoking question to bring you into the reality of knowing this. Never get satisfied with just existing. I know we're to be grateful, and I'm probably knows I'm an advocate of being grateful. Just taught only the other night. But the expectation that's void of better can lead to a hopeless and sometimes a helpless feeling like, matter of fact, many times, happiness and fulfillment of life itself is missing or shattered because there's no real feeling of benefit, even in relationships, even in relationships. It's not that you go into a relationship just to receive things. I don't believe that it's fair to just expect to receive and never expect to give. But I do know this, that it can become trying and sometimes weary to be in any type of relationship, any type of covenant, any type of agreement, and you never feel as if though there's any type of benefit. Never should you exist in life just to want to be a beneficiary. We believe, and I believe, some people use it as give and take. I don't know if I really like that expression. I like the fact of just, it's just fair to be able to do good and reap some good from doing good. And sometimes, even serving God, the purpose of serving Him is because we love Him. And He's not the type of God that will settle for you serving Him all of your life and never receive benefit until you get to heaven. He even told us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Then he says, going further through prayer, says, on earth as it is in heaven. Everybody who is in heaven is living in benefit. Then we can pray, not with the same expectation of manifestation on earth, because we know earth deals with the carnality of the humanity of man. Heaven deals with the divinity of transformation of who man is. But the truth of the matter is, there should be some benefits. There should be some expectations of benefits. And then there should be an understanding of benefits. And sometimes we receive benefits and we don't even know it. Or perhaps we know it, but we're not grateful because it's not the type of benefit we want. So then we got, and we have a couple of issues that we're dealing with. Issue number one, There is, when we start this text out, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Looked like to me, there was something going on in the writer's soul. There was maybe some type of dilemma, maybe some type of heaviness, maybe some type of issue. Maybe they were going through something and they had to be reminded of the benefits of God. When you feel like there is no benefit of day-to-day living, usually there's no energy, there's no momentum, there's no excitement. I'll tell you right now, this season, I'm telling you, it's not hard to find non-exciting people. Matter of fact, it's harder to find smiles, expectations of better, the posture of so many people. And with understanding in this gloomy season of a pandemic, and it's not just a pandemic, it's just society is changing. The world is trying to create hope through a narrative of expectation from a man. Already that system has fallen and failed because man has limitations, man has limits, and man cannot control the narrative of God. It amazes me how people think that they can just go out and get things done without the narrative of God. But when I get back to the text, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Sometimes, if you're going to understand some of the benefits of life, right now, us being on this call is a benefit. Us going from this place right now is a benefit. It's a privilege. It's a chance. It's another chance of hope. It's another day of hope. It's merely something that produces good or can bring helpful results. See, we're really trying to promote your well-being and your advantage. I've been doing this call for years. For many years, every Thursday night, I've been trying to say we can grow from this place. This call was birthed from a place in my life that was actually very difficult. And the Lord said, I want you to start doing a Thursday night call. I said, God, Thursday night call. He said, yes, I want you to grow from this place. And I want you to teach growing from places. Because, see, it's hard to lead people. It's hard to help people if you yourself can't grow from a place. Matter of fact, many times your pain has become the fuel of your empowering people. And your pain has a benefit for you because it's going to teach you some things to help others. You really don't know what you're made of until you have to produce in adversity. So the writer said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. It might take everything in me to get through the seasons, but bless the Lord, O my soul. The first thing you got to do to receive some of the benefits is you got to bless him from the depths of your soul. And all that's within me, and I'm going to bless his holy name. That's not so much about you as much as it is about him. He's do it. We owe it to him. Regardless of how we feel, you might be bankrupt in finances, but you ought to be rich in praise. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then you need to take a moment and forget not all his benefits. And here are some of those benefits. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. Everything that you've ever done wrong and everything that I've ever done wrong, he's forgiven us. He can heal all of our diseases. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God, for that benefit. And God knows we need that right now. One of the biggest issues of life is health. It's not money. It's not cars. It's not homes. I tell you what, to be honest with you, one thing that this pandemic has taught me is what's really necessary, what's important. Right now, people are not worrying about whether or not you driving a Ford or a Bentley, a Mercedes or a Toyota. People are not worrying about whether you driving a BMW or a Fiat. They don't care. You can roll up next to them in a Lamborghini. They can roll up next to you in a Lamborghini and you in a Honda. And they don't even care. There's still people trying to be flashy. There's still trying to be people trying to floss. And there's another whole set of people say right now that don't even mean nothing because there's some benefits in life that's far more important than a car, far more important than jewelry, far more important than what kind of phone you have. You can have iPhone 11, Samsung, whatever the number is. You can have 12G. But if you don't have no God benefits and understand the glory of God, none of that stuff don't mean anything. It's more difficult now to impress because some people just laugh for life. Finally got down to the decision of understanding. I have to think differently now. So I got to bless the Lord. So you got to bless him. Okay, all right, we just ate the last loaf of bread tonight, but I still got a blessing. I don't know what we're going to do about food over the weekend, but all that's within me still going to bless his holy name. See, I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul. I don't know. It took everything I could to do to pay rent. I don't have that much, gas in my tank. I don't know what to do. And I'm trying to just stop being depressed. But here's what you got to learn how to do. And I feel this tonight for somebody because see, depression waiting on you, fear waiting on you, anxiety waiting on you, stress. They all huddling up together. They about to want to have a picnic around you. And guess what? You the entree. Your soul the entree, your heart the entree. And right now, the Lord is saying to me to tell you tonight, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and don't you forget his benefits. He'll forgive all of your sins and your iniquities. He'll heal all of your diseases. Here's what he'll do. He's been doing it since the pandemic. He redeemed our life from destruction. He crowns you with love and kindness and gives you tender mercy. He'll satisfy your mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He'll give you a second wind, a third wind, a fourth wind, and let you understand this. That if you cannot be pulled into feeling insignificant, you are a child of God. You are fearfully, you are wonderfully made. God has a plan for you. The Lord is merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger, and he's plenteous in mercy. And the Lord said to me today, he said, I want you to let them know that they need to act like they got benefits. Because there's things that I have that they can miss if they don't bless me in the midst of this situation. You cannot and I cannot act as if though our life is over while we're living. You got a chance to be on the miracle side of life. You got a chance to be on the breakthrough side of life. My God, there ought to not be a week that go by the way you don't show something. You and then your positivity and then our positivity should be a benefit. We all going to have those days. We all going to have some days where we either encourage ourselves or we need somebody else to encourage us. You should be a benefit of positivity. You should be a benefit of intercession for someone else because some of us have already received it. I got two things that I'm going to address and I'll close this out tonight. If I'm going to receive, maybe three, the full benefits of being a believer, I must have faith using three of these principles. If I'm going to receive benefits, and the Bible says in Psalm 68, maybe I need to read that to you before I give you the three things. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He daily loadeth us with benefits. Now, if I'm going to receive full benefits of being a believer, I must use these three principles of faith. First of all, you must believe in God's character, knowing he is who he say he is. He's my healer. I gotta believe that. He's my deliverer. I have to believe that. He's my provider. I have to believe that. He's my shelter. I have to believe that. He's my joy. I have to believe that. Part of your benefit is your belief system. So if I'm going to receive the full benefits of God, I got to make do like David said. I'm blessed all the time. My boast shall be in him. You're not fanatical. And sometimes I'm telling you something right now that bothers me about Christians. Oh, I ain't got time to be on deep. It is what it is. Keep it real. Keep it real. Hush that foolishness. See, what the enemy's trying to do is get you to act like somebody who's expecting God is fake. No. You got it twisted. See, a lot of times people, they miserable and they don't want nobody else to have expectations. No, that's not how it works. Let me help you how it works. You can violate God with your mouth because your own emotions can insult God as if though he's not who he say he is. One of the benefits and receiving the benefits of God is this. You must believe in God's character. That if he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he can make it good. And even if it don't seem good, working good, all things will work because I'm going to make sure I love him through this process. That's number one. Number two, you can't doubt God under any circumstance. Even if it doesn't happen when you want it to happen, that doesn't mean you lost your benefits. Even if you're having a little pain, that doesn't mean you lost your benefit. Even if it takes a little longer, Even if it looked like you was denied the first, it does not mean he's not a God that's just going to snatch your benefit. If you keep the faith, if you keep trusting him, you keep serving him and believing in who he is, you can't doubt God under any circumstances and understand, I still have the benefit package. Number three, believe God's promises, knowing he will do what he said. The first one is this. You must believe in God's character, knowing he is who he says he is. He's God. He owns it all. He's the ruler. Just because the devil's showing up don't mean he got more power than God. God is who he says he is. Number two, you can't doubt him under any circumstances. Even if people talking doubt, even if people talking unbelief, don't doubt God. Because once you get in the habit of doubting God, it becomes easier not to believe him. And number three, believe God's promises, knowing he will do what he says he's going to do. He's going to take care of you. I've learned another whole side of God during these past. You know, if somebody would have told me, Pastor McKnight, as of March 15, 2020, you still would not have preached from a platform in your church in August, I probably said, the devil is a lie. Well, ain't no devil is a lie. It is true. And one thing I learned about this season, if he allow it, I can trust him. I said, if he allow it, I can trust him. Because he promised us he's going to see us through. I want you to release the spirit of compromise, not to be grateful, not to be thankful for every little thing that he does, but do not forfeit your dreams and your goals and your plans because of the season by which we are in. It's the perfect time for God to give you a mind-blowing miracle. I want you to say this before I pray with you, and I'm getting ready to let you go. It looked like this time went by super fast tonight, and that is this. I still have my benefits package. Lord have mercy. I still got favor. I still have healing. I still have forgiveness. I still have mercy. I'm not going to forget all these benefits. I got protection, joy, peace. I got angels to have charge over me. I got the power to bind, and I got plenty of benefits, and you do too. We just want the full benefits so we can give God the full glory. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. You're an amazing God, and you do amazing things. Tonight, we ask you for the full benefits. We will not lose our benefits based upon our emotions. We will not allow the things that the enemy will try and do to cause us fail in believing and trusting God. There are many people tonight, God, they don't know what to do. They're feeling helpless. They're feeling hopeless. They don't know which way to turn. But tonight, we're standing on your promises. We're standing on your word. And we're believing you for the unthinkable miracles that brings the unthinkable things. Saving, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and you will not make us feel helpless and hopeless. But we're standing on God's promises, knowing that we have the full benefits package of his word and his promises. As I pray tonight, we pray for comfort and peace for those who might have lost loved ones and those who are dealing with circumstances that the enemy wants us to doubt and don't believe. We're standing on the promises of God. We're standing on John 10:10, that Jesus said he come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We will not compromise. We'll always be grateful. Satan, you will not cancel our expectation, our dreams, neither our goals. God, we believe that the creativity of who you want us to be is at its highest form of testing. And we pass the test. We thank you for favor from the north, south, east, and west. We thank you for protection, healing, and wisdom, guidance, and answers. And God, I pray for those who are fighting for their lives and those who don't know which way to go and those who just can't even pray for themselves. I pray, God, that you cover them now. I pray that divine provision will come over every household. We pray for protection in our city, streets, neighborhood, especially over our children in this school situation. I pray, God, that you cover them and let wisdom be done the right way. We pray for salvation to those that are lost. We pray for homes, families, our children. Thank you right now for our spiritual covering, that you cover them as well. And I pray now in Jesus' name, we see you move like we've never seen you move before. God, tonight bring someone joy back, bring their laughter back, bring their smile back, bring their creativity back, and let them know they've never lost victory because we have you. We thank you for it being done. In Jesus' name, amen. We got some callers: Montgomery, Alabama; Miami, Florida; Charlotte, North Carolina; Gainesville, Florida; Winston-Salem, North Carolina; Greensboro, North Carolina; Raleigh, North Carolina; Raleigh, North Carolina tonight; Houston, Texas; Big Houston; Huntsville, Alabama; Brentwood, New York; Jacksonville, Florida is on this call; Atlanta, Georgia; Macon, Georgia; Baltimore, Maryland; the big city; New York, New York, New York, coming back; Binghamton, New York; Fort Worth, Texas; Lakeland, Florida; we got Tampa, Florida; Roanoke, Virginia; Portland, Oregon, praying for you guys; Troy, Michigan; New Jersey, Newark; Jersey City, New Jersey; Mobile, Alabama; got a lot of Alabama as well; Birmingham, Alabama, praying for your state as well; Tallahassee, Florida; Columbus, Ohio; Virginia Beach, Virginia; Los Angeles, California; Germantown, Maryland; got the Big D, Dallas, Texas; Fort Lauderdale, Florida; Rochester, New York; Buffalo, New York; Savannah, Georgia; Augusta, Georgia, praying for your state as well. All over Central Florida, we know we're definitely going through a season. Osceola, Orange, Seminole, Lake, Brevard, Volusia counties. And of course, our family in Nassau, Bahamas, and Freeport, Bahamas, U.S. Virgin Islands, all over. We thank you for calling on tonight. Remember this, God has some for you. Remember this, you got some benefits. Don't let depression overtake you. Thank God for all your benefits. Be blessed, be safe, and know that favor is in your life. God bless you. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Thank you for tuning in to Going From This Place. Have an amazing evening. God bless.